Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, be patient with me.
JV Jones.
Well, you got to swing your head in. You know what? Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City, the heartbeat of the city. If it's important to you,
it's important to us.
It's important. You is smart. Oh, no. Okay. Nobody saw the movie. Jeez. Yeah, I think we should just jump right in. I'm excited. Okay, so I'm excited because we have new sponsors for the show. I'm going to brag about them every single show. Chrysalis Wealth, we're excited that they're here. For Wealth, Chrysalis for Wealth.
Yes.
Financially secure, responsibly insure, tax-wise. See, I love when I say that because they're tax-wise, right?
That's right.
And you can find out more about them at Chrysalis Pause, so that's Chrysalis Pause.com or cpawinsurance.com at 703-207. What is that? You just get printed out right.
763-206-2076
or 301-341-1001. Yeah, you see new ink. I'm excited because this is the Entrepreneur Roll Call Show. And we've got our entrepreneurs here, don't we?
Yes, we do. And we are shouting out all of the small businesses, large businesses. Doesn't matter.
Medium businesses, corporate businesses.
Right. We got you.
We got, you know, some shameful plugs.
Yes.
The festivals. Mm-hmm. I'm so, so excited. We do have a letter from, well, we do have a letter from our audience members. Not our audience. They wrote in to connect the city at Gmail. See? That's what happens when you get your stuff read.
Do I have to read? Because if so, I'll put my glasses back on.
No sexy glasses for you,
okay,
man. I refuse. I would like to. We have a caller. Let's bring them in first, and then we'll do that. Caller with the last four digits of 3372, you're almost connected. City, do we have your name? No need to be shy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, say it again.
Did you say Denise Higgins?
Yes, Denise Higgins.
Dolls with the
Well, good evening, Denise. Thanks for calling in.
You know, Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm so excited for this year.
Yes, we're excited. Hold just one moment. We're going to read our letter. Turn your radio or your TV down, and we're going to read our letter, and we'll bring you right in, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, so the letter is, JV, as a black business, okay, I find it harder and harder to work for my own people. What are your thoughts? Signed, frustrated, and black.
Wow.
She's frustrated. You're frustrated. So let me ask you one question. You know, we got to start off with the question. I got a question for you, okay? How much do you love entrepreneurs?
I love entrepreneurs, and I love to support black business.
Okay.
That's what I love to do.
I love to support, the Cat Williams said, he got customer service needs. I can't with my people. I'm sorry. They rude.
You know what? I'm just thankful that we have people in the midst that are great
black businesses. Yeah.
We've been very fortunate.
Well, that's about it.
Yes.
That's the gamut of it.
We're in the DMV, so guess what? If you want to get a black business that's awesome, come to DMV. How about that?
Well, that's true.
Okay.
That is true. Yeah. I love that. So we just have so many special guests tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? So we have Mr. Darryl and Alicia Pryor with Chrysalis Wealth. They are here.
Oh, well.
For Wealth. Why don't I get the four? Well, you don't correct me.
I just said.
Oh, before. Okay. Not for Wealth. And we also have Katrina Washington with Aiden Entertainment. And we also,
Rodney Foster.
Do you see any
Let me
wine?
Tell you something. He's got the best wine. I'm almost
he does.
To say the
I
best
would love
wine
to
I've
taste
ever,
it this evening.
I've ever had. I want to say that.
No wine?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have wine?
No, but guess what? we will get some. You have to try it, though. It's really awesome.
I want to try it because even the name.
And he's going to tell everybody where they can get it.
And what's the name? Give me the name because the name is very sexy.
Idle Heist. Idle Heist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I tried. I really did.
I'm not pulling
But he's going to say it better.
I'm not pulling for the reason.
Okay.
Denise?
She got disconnected.
No, she has no idea.
Okay.
It was the end of the episode.
Technology. It's okay.
All right. So what we're going to do is we have vendors, we have entrepreneurs, we have everybody. We have a little taste of everything. How do you feel about entrepreneurship at this point? Not even for black businesses, just as a whole.
Well, you know, there's a big push. I actually saw something this morning that there is a small business revolution going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an event where they're giving money to a small business that I guess I don't know what you have to do to win the money, but there's a big push for, you know, there to be a lot of small businesses that are, because you know what? When businesses are doing well, the economy is doing well. So that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So do you think it's because of your favorite president?
So when businesses are doing well, the economy's doing well. I'm not answering that. You're trying to set me up tonight, y'all.
So basically, people are running for the hills because Trump is in office. I can say it.
Okay.
And people are getting in on their own businesses.
You never know. We might have a Republican in the House. So we're not going to talk about that tonight.
You said
no politics.
You said me. You
said hashtag I can and can't.
No, I just got Trump on the hashtag.
I'm sorry. No hashtag I can't. Because
he declared a state of emergency, but I heard that Flint needs. We'll go to the hashtag.
We're,
but,
yeah, we're not talking about that tonight.
Because you saw Flint come.
I'm not talking about
Look. But I'm excited because what I was thinking about is that entrepreneurs are vendors and vendors are entrepreneurs.
Right.
What is the best way you feel like to get your business out there? Is it all social media or the
But you definitely have to take advantage of all means.
All means.
Yes. Yes,
so,
indeed. Because, you know, we talked about it the other day. You still have people that like the newspaper. I don't see many of them much anymore, but I do see people here and there reading them.
Well, the Metro Express on the subway?
Yeah, you got to think about it. You know, newspaper, radio, TV, social media.
Right.
So you got to take advantage of all of that. So I think the people that we have coming on tonight, though, are taking advantage of all the means of communication.
All the means.
Yeah, of communication.
Love it in every
single
way. So you do a lot also, being an entrepreneur yourself. Is it difficult for you?
Very.
Is it because you're a woman? So don't get me started on that subject.
No, it's just times are changing. And when you're used to doing things, you know, back the way things were some years ago, you just have to keep up. So I think for most people that are our age, probably just keeping up with the way they're doing things this day.
Our age? What you mean?
Okay, well, if you're not our age, then I'm good with that.
I am 21 with the pluses.
I think I look good for my age.
So oh, you're ready.
What it is.
Someone said that, you know, I wasn't humble at all, but I feel like they should have been talking to you.
So, yeah, but, yeah, it's just hard to keep up. Like I heard there's something else another form of media that's coming out that people
it's a new
starting
one?
To use. It's always. I mean, I feel like almost every day there's something different. So, you know, you got to read. You got to stay on that internet.
I just got the Snapchat, and I get to choose a not using filters.
That's old school already.
Is it?
I'm just saying.
I need some more kids so I can get it done.
So you can keep up, right?
I love it. So we're going to take a break really quick, and we're going to bring on Chrysalis Wealth with Alicia Pryor. I'm very, very excited about that.
All the good girls you take out for dinner, but all the bad girls you take out for liquor. All the good girls, they don't pull the trigger, but all the bad girls, they pull it much quicker. It's never too late to get down and party. From good to bad, cause you're not a feeling inside, oh, inside your body. Let it come out with shots of Bacardi. Let your body go. We'll take it nice and slow. Let your mind be free. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go. They act like beginners. All the bad girls, they know that they're sinners. All the good girls are really good kissers. But all the bad girls are really good strippers. Baby, don't slow it down, let's keep going. I think that you and I should lose clothing. I think that all the girls should be coaching. So let me show you how that gets on. Just let your body you not be so. Just let your mind be free. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage. All the good girls, they go to heaven, but the bad girls, they get backstage.
Welcome back to Connect the City. This is Millie in the City, your hostess with the motives. It just turned back on by itself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You turned it on. You good?
Nope.
Okay.
I need it up. And okay. You are.
I'm the real JD Jones.
You're the
nothing
real
fake here.
Everything working, everything turning
great.
And spinning.
Yes,
we are so excited because this is the Entrepreneur Roll Call. We do have a lot of people in the queue waiting to give their 30-second elevator speech. I'm going to ask you a question about why it's called the elevator speech because I do not know. I guess to elevate, I suppose. But we're excited because we have Chrysalis for Wealth. See?
Yes, ma'am.
Chrysalis for Wealth. We have the beautiful Miss Alicia Prada. How are you?
Well, thank you very much.
This looks good all
thank
the time.
Thank you for
having me. Coming in, yes.
We
appreciate it.
We love that you're our sponsors for the show. We love you guys. You guys are amazing. Tell us a little bit about Chrysalis for Wealth.
Well, Chrysalis for Wealth is a 360 financial services company. What we do is we provide financial planning as well as insurance products, life, health, property, and casualty. But right now it's tax season. So we're primarily focused on our tax planning as well as tax preparation. So we say we want to be your fit team, ensure that you're financially secure, responsibly insured, and tax-wise.
Mm. See, I said it just like
that's
she
awesome.
Said.
And you help people with their business side as well, right?
Absolutely. We're very passionate, especially my husband, passionate about helping small business owners to better understand how to leverage how they're set up as a business and their tax situation so they can monetize their situation. So we were talking earlier, I saw you mentioned about the president and what's going on with businesses and taxes and everything else. But actually, this is the best time to have a business. The taxes are working in your favor. So you might want to, if you've got that gig economy going, you might want to check out to see how you can leverage the situation that you have currently.
Awesome.
See, I did not hear that. I heard the opposite. I heard that they changed a lot of the tax laws, and you don't get what you think you should get and can't write everything off. Do you have a quick tip for us, for our business owners, that may be new that they just don't know about?
Well, I think the tip really is, let's back up for a moment. You said a whole lot in your statement. But the difference is that this tax season, people are experiencing some disparity and some differences in their refunds. And so, therefore, they have to understand that there's a difference in the tax law. The Tax Cut and Jobs Act impacts how much people are getting back and how the tax brackets have slightly shifted some. So if you did not take the time to adjust your W-4, therefore, you may be in for a slight sticker shock, we say. So you might not be getting all that you had planned or expected to get in years past without making those adjustments. So that's the individual side. Okay, on the business side, however, you can maintain your records and you can write off so much more relative to your business, and it's now done through a pass-through entity if you have it set up properly. So now the savings you have rolls over to your personal side, and there you can better leverage your business opportunities. So.
Great. So that's good to know because I think people are seeing it on the personal side. And if they don't have a business, then, of course, it might not be the same. But if they got a business, they might see an improvement.
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome.
So are you seeing an increase in your client base?
Well, actually, we are, and more so, we are now entering into the second peak. That's where the people who have more complicated returns. So not only are they more complicated because you have things that you're leveraging, like your property write-offs and things like that, which, too, has changed this tax season, but more entrepreneurs are coming in, sitting down to get that advice to make sure that they are taking the opportunity, seizing the advantage of being a small business in this tax season.
So the great thing about it is even though you might not do as well this year by coming in now, we'll make sure that you are better off next year too.
Absolutely. Okay. The one thing that we're not used to doing is planning. I mean, we plan for everything else, but we do not do tax planning. And when you go to file your taxes every year, it should not be a surprise whether you owe or whether you get a refund, because you've taken the time to plan out your year. So we reach out to our clients mid-year around May, June timeframe, just to assess where you are and where you want to be when you come to the end of the tax year, 2019, for example, so that when you file, you are exactly where you plan to be, and then you can move forward as you expected to.
We should be writing this down. Well, it's on tape. Great, because that's a lot of good information. Do you have any advice for the young entrepreneurs? Are they financially fit, like you were talking about earlier?
I think for the young entrepreneurs, what I think about primarily right now are Uber, Lyft type drivers. The sad thing is that they're excited about having their little gig economy going, but the unfortunate thing is that they don't know how to leverage that opportunity as a small business. So they come in unprepared when it's time to file their taxes. So they don't have their vehicle records. They don't have their mileage. They don't have any additional write-offs that you can write off as a business, because this is expense. You know, portions of your cell phone. So they come in totally in the blind, just with, hey, this is how much I made for the year, and this is how many miles that Uber, Lyft, et cetera, calculated for me. But it doesn't show you the starting point and what they're able to write off in the end. So that's what I think about. That's primarily what we're seeing with our young entrepreneurs currently at this time in the season.
So they need to call you ahead, find out what they need to bring in, and have everything prepared when they come, so you don't have to send them back home looking for stuff.
Absolutely, and that is a challenge sometimes. People are so eager to get that one first W-2, and they run into our office, or the first 1099 miscellaneous, and they run in and want to get that money right away. Mm-hmm. It is always best, first of all, to wait for all of your income source documents, and when in doubt, give us a call, because we would prefer you be prepared so we can take care of you immediately and expeditiously. So, because again, we work for you, not the IRS. So we want to make sure that you're getting what you need in a timely fashion to kind of close that loop for you.
And real quick, do not throw away the envelope that says important.
Do not.
I've done it. Trash. I'm like, oh, I didn't. Do not do it.
And people do it. And they're coming, oh, I was supposed to keep that. Oh, absolutely. Letters from the IRS. Don't run from them. Take them.
Call
them. When in doubt,
I'm in the whole time.
Give us a call. Come in, and we'll help you navigate those waters, because we want to make sure you're responsive to not only the IRS, but to your various state comptrollers, taxation offices, and those types of things, because you never know what they're reaching out to you for. Well, it's not always negative. Sometimes there's something that's due you, but if you don't respond, you don't get it.
If I see my phone call tomorrow, I should be a little hopeful.
Well, no, because the IRS will not call you. So they will not call you.
I got excited.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
And they will not send an email. You'll only receive paperwork from the IRS.
That is true.
Thank you for saying that. So many scamming people.
Oh, so many. Yeah.
Speaking of scams, but not too many scams. So I saw a commercial. I won't shout them out because you're on the show. I just won't shout them out. But I saw a commercial. I'll just say free. So it's a catchy thing. Who can we watch out for? Because doing that by yourself, you don't know what you're doing. Maybe not doing that. Who can they stay away from, or can you say?
Well, I'm not going to say who to stay away from, but I'll just give you some characteristics of some of the businesses that are out there. Because you have the pop-up shops are kind of popular now, and you got your various things. But during tax season, places will pop up to provide you quick, expeditious tax service. They'll guarantee you the most of a refund that nobody can guarantee you legally. They'll guarantee you that it's going to cost you only $99.95 to get your taxes done. Mm-hmm. And when all is said and done, they fold up, they go away, you're happy for a moment. Then you start getting that letter I told you need to open from the IRS.
Okay.
From the state comptroller or whatever, questioning that which was done.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing about it is that you want to have it done by a professional who has a P-10, a professional tax identification number, and who sign off on your return saying that I am the professional that prepared it for them, so that they're now held accountable for the service they provided to you.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes when you have the pop-up shops, I call them, at Joe's Liquor Store or wherever the case may be.
Not Joe's Liquor Store.
Oh, you know, at Joe's Liquor Store, because you can get that bottle while you're waiting to have your taxes.
So funny.
But anyway, when you go there, oftentimes you find out that they're signed as self-prepared. So person that prepares your taxes never signs the document. You sign it, you're excited about getting that quick refund and it being inexpensive to you, but what is it going to cost you really in the end? So you kind of have to weigh what value you're actually getting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody should know, I heard of those things, but when you're young and you don't know those things to look out for, I did that because, oh, girl, they can get you $6,000 back, you get seven. I got that back 1 year. No lie, lots of money. And then I worked for a tax person. I'm not going to say the name, I'll shout her out, but I won't. And then I got it back. They didn't come back after me. But then I thought to myself, I never understood what it meant that when I signed the taxes, that means I knew that what they were doing, I condoned it.
Correct.
You got a little bit to say about that? Because
yeah.
It was so scary after I found out. I was like, you can't do that? Ooh, I wasn't supposed to do that. And she just went down the line, and I was so scared that I didn't come and get audited.
Right.
I signed my John Jane Hancock.
See, when you file a tax return, that's a legal document.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sign it at the bottom, you're just quick to get that refund.
Yes, ma'am.
You're just signing it. Okay, well, how fast do I get my refund back?
Yes, ma'am.
You're signing a legal document saying that you attest and agree with that which was prepared on that document.
Okay.
And there were times, and there still are times, where people will do unethical acts in order to get more of a refund.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that, even for you, you're like, hey, I get $10,000. I've never gotten that big of a refund.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not, because it's not been done properly and that someone is doing something they probably shouldn't do with that return.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sign off on it, you're saying, I agree, and everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what has happened in the past is we have people to come back through our office because now they're terrified, as you were saying, because they got that letter from the IRS stating they're going to get an audit and that they have to now prove the numbers that they came up with on their tax return. So now they don't have any proof. They're upset because they realize that someone else that they signed saying it was self-prepared, and the person who prepared it did not sign, and now they're in a lurch. So,
you know, we could just talk to you all day, and I know you have important things to do, but it's just really important to file your taxes.
Oh, absolutely.
I do have a friend who didn't do it, and I told him, do it. He didn't do it. Now he's being audited. And he said, how do you know how much I got there? And how do you know I put that check in there? They know everything. I'm like,
the IRS,
I told you to file. I ain't got to file. He got some money under the table. And, and he's being audited for $360,000. It's a lot.
Oh,
it is a lot. And he's in a little bit of trouble.
Well, yeah. That's true, because what happens is all of your income is reported to the IRS, whether you report it and reconcile on the back end or not. They know. We oftentimes pull transcripts and things for clients when they have back taxes to do, so they understand. These are things that they already have on file. Let's now reconcile that which we have for them so that you could be in good standing with the IRS.
Okay.
So that's very true. That was good advice, because not filing doesn't go away, particularly
penalty.
If you owe. It gets worse. So let's just go ahead and face that monster head on and then just deal with it, and we're here to walk you through it.
So I see you have some goodies here.
Ooh.
I do. Well, the name of our company is Chrysalis for Wealth, but we do our tax preparation through – we're franchisees, so we do tax preparation through Liberty Tax Service.
Okay.
So what I brought here was that we currently have a promotion where it's $50 off.
Right.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, this is $50. You get cash, $50, by just coming in and getting your taxes done with us. We give you what we call $50 cash in a flash.
Whether you get a refund or not.
Whether you get a refund or
cash
not. Because
in a flash.
What we do is we do professional tax preparation. I can't guarantee you a refund. That's how whatever you took care of during the tax year. But I can guarantee you $50 when you come to complete your return. We also have an opportunity that if you wanted to apply for an advance on your refund, there's what they call an easy advance loan. So that amount is from $500 to $6,250.
Okay.
So it depends on what that window is as far as your refund as to what you may qualify for, and that's done through a third party. And the reason why that's available is that now we deal with the PATH Act. you know, that has to deal with the refundable credits and the delay in getting your refund. Remember back in the day after the holidays you file and you knew within 2 weeks you were getting your refund back?
Take
care of those Christmas bills, et cetera, you know, buy that new TV just before Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
But nowadays what's happened is they had the PATH Act, and what that does, it delays the refund to near the end of February, really, so that they can kind of scrutinize, review, and see those kind of returns that may be fraudulently filed, because those are the returns that have refundable credits. Your earned income credit, your child tax credit, and your education credit. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what they want to make sure that everything's up and up on that and trying to eliminate or to lower or lessen the opportunity for fraudulent filing. Mm-hmm. So.
And a suggestion, guys, make sure you hold on to your tax documents, you know, after the fact. Like, don't get your taxes done, and then you just like, I don't know where that stuff is.
7 years for business.
So you got to, you got to call them back
in
or something. They need to have all of those documents. So put everything in a safe place.
Absolutely.
Up with it.
I got all mine now. I didn't. I just threw it away.
I didn't know.
But I have the mail, but I just didn't.
We got you though, because we keep all of our electronic files, so you don't have to worry about paper. We can send you secure links. You have your own secure filing drawer with us.
Excellent.
They can always have access not only your tax documents, but any other type of service we provide for you: your insurance documents, your financial planning documents, your various assessments. So, we're here for you.
Excellent.
Y'all heard that.
You did. You did.
Let people know how they can get in touch with you and how they can come and take advantage of all this awesome stuff.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we have three locations. We have our location in Alexandria, Virginia, and you can reach us there at that number at 703-765-2076. We're located at 6301 A Richmond Highway, and that's right at the King's Crossing Shopping Center. Our second location is located in Waldorf, Maryland. We're at 3249 Plaza Way in Waldorf, right next to Planet Fitness at the Giant Shopping Center. And that number, yes, get your workout on. Actually, you can drop it off.
Right.
Get your workout on and come back and pick up your taxes after they're completed. The number there is 301-645-1825.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, we have our third location in Hyattsville, Maryland. That's at 7071 Martin Luther King Jr. Highway in Hyattsville. And that's right at the King Shopping Center. It's right where we have Shoppers.
Okay.
Oh, right by what, Popeyes. Everybody knows food places.
Yes.
Right by Popeyes.
Never been to that Popeyes.
You drop it off and go shop.
And
Shoppers, eat.
And eat some Popeyes.
We take drop-offs. We welcome them all. You can reach us there at 301-341-1001.
Yay!
The nice thing about you all, you operate year-round, so if people need to get that financial tax help, you can always call you all and get it done.
Absolutely.
That's
We're here
great.
For you year-round.
We thank you for coming in and taking the time to speak with us. We know Mr. Pryor's in the audience. We love it. And we'll be right back, guys. You're on with Connect the City.
Thank you.
Just one play.
Thank you.
Thank you, because this is my play. Okay, great.
Hey everyone, need y'all to call.
Hey guys. Wait 1 second. We gotta cut short.
Okay.
It just won't play. That's fine.
J.B. Jones, the co-host with the most.
And she just never does it right. I mean, she never does it right, people.
It.
You don't, I don't love it.
I'm
I don't love it.
Like the song.
Unpredictable.
I love it.
I can't sing worth a darn. That is fine. We are back for our entrepreneur roll call. We are very excited. We just spoke with Chrysalis for Wealth. Wasn't she informative?
Yes, ma'am.
Love it.
And that's what we're about. We connect the city and we connect the information.
Yeah, we connect. We got to use that.
Love it.
Okay, yeah, we'd write it up.
Turn my phone.
Somebody call me. I got you, So we have a true pop star in the building, okay? For Aiden Entertainment, we have the one and only Katrina Washington. How are you?
Yes, thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Tell us a little bit about Aiden Entertainment.
Well, we are a creative events agency, and we focus on, right now we're focused on festivals. So we're doing the Charles County Wine and Food Festival in Charles County, Maryland, at the Charles County Fairgrounds. This past summer, we did the Maryland Vintage Wine and Jazz Festival.
Loved that festival.
Which turned out really well. We had great weather that day. So we've got some other concepts in the pipeline. We're looking to expand into maybe some 5K runs. And so we are also international. We've done some things overseas. So just looking to bring fun to the folks of the DMV area.
Can you do a 5K crawl?
Yeah, you don't need volunteers for that one, I did a 2K. Anyway, not the point. I love that. The 5K, though, it's in. Because people are doing it for all kind of causes.
It is.
Will you have something attached to that?
Absolutely. We, of course, would follow up with some sort of festivities at the end of the race.
Okay.
Whether it be associated with the 501c3 that we would partner with.
Excellent.
We might have some sort of festival aspect to it. So we would definitely have something for the folks to do once they finish.
Okay.
When is the festival in Charles County?
In Charles County, the Charles County Wine and Food Festival is going to be on Saturday, May the 11th, and it's going to be from noon to 6.
Okay, noon to 6. Mm-hmm. That's before Mother's Day, correct?
Yes. Directly
before. I'm excited. How many people do you usually have at this event?
This event is in the third year. We took a year off from it, so we're going into our third year now.
Okay.
And so we're expecting anywhere from 7,000 to 10,000 folks to come out from the region. We've got lots of food vendors. It's interesting for this particular one. We've had folks reach out from as far south as Norfolk and Hampton that are coming in. So that's great.
I love that.
Some wine tasting going on.
Lots of wine tasting. We'll have 20-plus wines from our Maryland wineries represented. So we're looking forward to the next guest that's going to be with you, so we can hopefully get them involved with the festival as well.
It's all about that. I know you've been looking at him the whole time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we'll have 20-plus wineries, and that includes some distilleries and some spirits vendors as well. So
what about the breweries? You're having those also?
We're working on those as well.
Love it.
What kind of food? Because I know, y'all have to have different,
We do. We've got some great vendor management that's working with us that enables us to find a lot of different variation in our food. So, of course, we'll have our barbecue vendors that are from the local area, but we'll also have Greek food and lots of different foods from all around the region.
We had the meatball lady.
Caribbean, for sure.
I heard there was a street vendor. I didn't know what a street vendor was, and it's just the vendor who they sell things that you can carry, tacos, hot dogs, and things of that nature.
We've had a falafel vendor.
Lots of different things that we
reach for when we have these festivals.
And I guarantee the weather is going to be gorgeous.
I love it.
It has to be before.
I love it.
Unlike tomorrow with things like that.
Yes, we're going to get out of this phase of snow so we can move into spring and summer.
I'm ready for the spring and summer.
I'm way beyond.
Last week it was 68, was it not?
Yes.
I was ready. So for the festivals, what do you love most about hosting them?
For me, it's that aspect of treating everyone like they're a guest in our home when we do an event. So when you have something in your home, the pleasure for you as the person that's hosting it is that everyone else around you is having a good time. So when we look around at our festivals and we see folks having a good time and that they've had a great opportunity to make memories with their friends that they've come with and maybe met some new friends, that they want to come back to our next event because it's been a good experience for them.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait.
And the fairgrounds is such an awesome place.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's got plenty of room for y'all to do everything that you need to do. So I know that's going to be a great event.
We're excited about that. Mm-hmm. And one of the other aspects that we'll have at the festival is an opportunity for our guests to participate in a paint and sip. So they'll be able to create their own memorable thing that they can take away from the festival or remember their day with us.
Now, the paint and sip, it's going to be with the men? No?
Sure. If they want like to participate.
I didn't mean that. I thought we were painting the men.
No men's, Millie. Sorry. No men's. We'll have lots of men there. We hope the men come and bring their ladies with them. How about that?
I want to paint the men.
Lots of families, lots of couples. Come on out and celebrate with us for the day. But no painting of the men.
So Connect the City is invited.
Absolutely.
We will be there. So we really thank you because I know you're a pretty busy lady. You look so pop star, and we love it. Tell them how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. So
tickets.
The Charles County Wine Festival, the website is www.charlescountywinefestival.com. We're selling tickets on Eventbrite, so if you are an Eventbrite member, just start typing Charles County Wine Fest. Mm-hmm. It'll pull it up. We actually have a sale on tickets right now. We are celebrating the month of February with Wine, Love, and Happiness. Yes, I combined them. So we are offering a 2-for-1 sale right now, which is a $40 value. So for those of you who are sick of this winter weather, go on out and purchase your tickets now, and we'll have that in place through the end of February. And then our main office number for Aiden Entertainment is 240-776-5028, and our website is www.aidenentertainment.com.
Also, could you vendors still maybe?
Absolutely. We have vendor spots available, so please reach out. And we also are looking for additional sponsors for the day. So if you're interested in participating and all those entrepreneurs out there bringing your business and getting some recognition, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be glad to talk to you.
Give that number one more time.
Yes.
It's 240-776-5028. And for all my vendors out there, we do have a specific vendor hotline.
Yes, we do.
Which is 240-244-9072. So
love that.
Please reach out.
One more time.
Did I tell you she was just abusive?
That vendor hotline number is 240-244-9072. And we'd love to have you with us.
Love it. If she did not get me a peach cobbler, I would not.
Well, you know, I don't know what it is, but sometimes we never catch numbers the first time.
I hear that a lot.
So I make it a point a lot of times to say it again.
Love it. We are going to go to a break. We want to just say thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you for
Katrina
having
Washington. I was
thank
trying to get the applause.
I'm blaming everything on the White House, guys.
There we go. We will be right back, guys.
All right. Thank you. Tonight with someone that I believe is the best wine out here. And I might be biased, but it's okay because I've tasted many and he has great wine. Rodney Foster, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate you for having me.
tell everybody about your special wine, the name, where they can get it. First, tell everybody how you came up with it, because I love the story.
Okay. Well, how Ever Heights Wine came about, I was vacationing in St. Moritz, Switzerland in 2011, and a colleague told me, you have to try this wine that, you know, you drink warm, like hot tea or hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So when I finally got there, I found the restaurant just sold it, because in Europe you can drink in the streets in public. So, but once I found this restaurant, I tried the wine.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it, but I wanted to create a better version of that and bring it to the U.S.
Right.
So now here I am, you know, in Costco, Wegmans.
You're in the stores?
Yes, I am in 30 stores within the DMV area. I'm distributed in Atlanta. I'm going to Richmond, Virginia, Friday for to meet with a distributor down there for the Richmond, Newport area, and I'm talking to distributors in New York as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. So when I do buy wine from grocery stores, so now I will be like, and just get that.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I appreciate it.
I love it. So why? What is it about wine that you just absolutely love?
Well, first of all, my red wine is good for the heart. The red
I've heard
wine
that.
It's organic red wine. It's made with all natural. All my products are organic. It's made with all natural spices. Cinnamon has brandy in it.
Mm-hmm.
So many people enjoy room temperature in a wine glass, but you can heat it up like hot tea or hot coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You can make sangrias with it as well. I have pastry chef make poached pears. So that's like the flagship of my brand. Then I have a sparkling white wine that's out like a champagne.
Mm-hmm.
So many people use it as, you know, during brunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
or
yeah.
Jeff, you just want to have a glass of champagne, and we're getting ready to launch a sparkling rosé as well.
Oh, sparkling rosé.
I love sparkling rosé.
You know, do you have any wine right now? I don't see my glass.
No, I don't have any wine right now. No. But I will make sure you get it.
Yeah, I can give you my address offline.
Okay.
No, he's going to send it here, and we're going to toast while we're on the
toast. Write it out about me and
well,
ministry. Right. Love it in every way. We're going straight to hell with gas and dogs. Well, we thank you because we know you're busy. You are very busy.
Well, busy is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes I'm busy and tired of sleep at the same time.
Do you ever consider partnering with anyone else? Is there someone else?
Like another brand?
Like another brand or
brand? It's funny that you said that. Someone in New Orleans had contacted me about using my brand as their base wine, but I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't want to. You know, my brand to them so they can make another brand. I don't think I will be partnering with another brand. No.
Do you teach any classes about wine? Because I had a girlfriend of mine. She was single. She went on a date, and it was great. He was like, yes, I know about the wine and everything. And she's very cultured. She's well-traveled. And he pulled out box wine.
Okay.
And then put ice in it.
We all said.
I'm not going to teach you classes on wine, but what I am going to start is that so many people reach out to me on social media about starting a business, or they ask me advice about business or whatever. So I said I'm going to start a seminar. I mean, because knowledge is power. And in our community, we don't have many people who pass down information to other people, how to get a tax ID number, how to start a business, or where to go get your, you know, your business trademark.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give that, well, I'm not going to give it for free. But I want to give that information. I mean, I'm not going to charge a whole lot, but I want to give that information to people who wants to do things. A lot of people want to do things but don't know where to start.
Yes.
And that would be like me giving back to the community because, you know, I just feel bad sometimes that, you know, people in their 30s and 40s and say, hey, I want to start a business, but I don't know where to start at. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, wow, you know, it's not crazy, but it's sad at the same time some people actually don't know how to do that.
True, especially with the Internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the internet.
I guess you need to know what to put in there to get the right information out of it. So I can understand that, too. Do you do any wine festivals or anything like that where people can taste it and buy right on the spot?
Well, I have been approached about doing many wine festivals, but every time in the past when I was, you know, approached about doing a wine festival, I was doing something with Steve Harvey because whenever he does a golf tournament, I'm there serving the wine because I'm one of his sponsors for his golf tournament. So
that's good to know.
Good to know.
Most of my tastings have been in the locations where they sold at.
Okay.
So I always post on social media if I'm doing a tasting here or someone's doing a tasting there, you know, to come out because that's bringing awareness to the brand.
Exactly. So we want to get all your social media information because we just got so excited about everything. We are running out of time.
Yes, I had some great guests.
God,
today.
I learned a lot. Didn't you learn some things? You had the pop star on too. Where can we find you?
And make sure you tell people all of the places where they can get the information to purchase.
Okay, well, I've mentioned the chain stores because I can't remember all the wine spirit stores.
It's fabulous.
So the chain stores are like Costco, Wegmans, Yes Organic Market, Mom's Organic Market, within
Mom's,
the DMV area. I'm in Publix in Atlanta. And
I know Publix, okay.
Just like other wine experts. I can't remember all the wine experts, but the one I can remember because it's close to here, I'm at Lack Liquor Store.
Okay. So you're not at Joe's Liquor Store.
Well, that's you know, it's almost like a joke because it's always a party over at Lack.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, you can go in there on a Saturday or Sunday, and it's just like a club over there.
Okay.
I mean, they have the best, Southeast down the street.
Of course it is.
Wow.
And they have the best prices around. That's why they're so
I've never gone to them.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're on Instagram?
Yes,
can
I'm
you
on
spell
Instagram.
That real quick for us?
The business page is Edel Heiss Wine, which is EDELHEISS Wine, WINE. My personal Instagram is Rodney Foster, RODNEYFOSTER.
Love it in every way.
Thank
you.
Thank you for
taking your time.
No, thank you.
Will you come back on the show?
Of course.
Yes.
You got to support one another.
You're
going to
bring the organic red wine?
That's right. Don't bring that white bottle.
Bring it. Bring it. Yeah. We'll be back. You're on with Connect the City, guys. We'll be right back.
I have a dream. That's all I need. I'll make it happen with some work and belief. Know what I want. So I'll take it on. I've made mistakes, but mistakes make you strong. Let's break it down for a minute. I want the crown, I'm gon' get it. You hear me loud, man, I'm winning. Yeah, Charlie Sheen will be grinning. These ladies know that I'm sinning. And this is just the beginning. I'm closing in the night inning. There ain't no point in resisting. Living life like a dream. Big, big pride, that's the thing. Every night, got a theme. I've been tied to the scene. Out on stage, here on screen. Okay, it's a dream. And I pray, I can see. One day, it'd be me.
Welcome back. You're on with Connect the City. My name is Millie in the City, your hostess with the Smokestack.
And I am JV, the real JV.
Oh. That's it. Now you don't got nothing to say.
No, I
don't. You know what?
You're
just uncooperative.
All the time.
You know, I just told my son the other day that he's just so disobedient.
People like us because you're the yin and I'm the yang. I mean, come on. I can't be like you. And you definitely can't be like me.
Ooh, you tried it. In the words of Tamar Braxton, you tried it. No, we ain't going to talk off this show because you got me a peach cobbler.
That's right.
Peach cobbler,
now
love it
take
in
it
every
back.
Way. Oh, gosh, we've had a great show. We've
yes,
had
we
entrepreneurs. So invigorating, so inviting. Everybody's doing their thing sizzle, okay? And I'm excited about that. We do not have any hashtag I can and hashtag I can. We have one, and his name is Trump. That's it.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not talking about that.
Wait, just one second. Just for one second. It's
the
about.
The hashtag is get your taxes done by Crystalis for Wealth. Okay? And Liberty Tax Service.
Yes.
Matter of fact, dropped it.
You dropped your coupon. That's what you get.
That's right.
WQ.
You get $50.
$50.
Okay.
50.
And here you go. All right. That's
love
what it. The hashtag is tonight.
Now, so I can't say anything about Trump
and
Clinton.
Tonight. We're taking a break. Taking a break.
Okay, guys, we've got to pay some bills. We are being sponsored by Chrysalis for Wealth. See, I love it in every way. Chrysalis Wealth, financially secure, responsibly insured, tax wise. You can find more about them at chrysalispaws.com or cpawinsurance.com, 703-765-2076 or 301-341-1001. Who else paying the bills tonight, baby?
This one is not about me.
Yay! Never.
Join every Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. located at 3106 Branch Avenue, Temple Hills, Maryland. You are welcome to come each and every Sunday. Well, actually, Wednesday. And, Wednesday is 7 o'clock Bible study.
Wednesday is 7 o'clock Bible study?
You need to be there.
Yeah.
You need to be there.
Ooh. See, I'm getting the organic wine.
Okay,
see,
the next one. Our next sponsor is ECN Entertainment, the best place to go for entertainment, news, events. And you need to go to www.dcnitelife.com.
Love it in every way. We're also being sponsored by Lunch Maybe Dinner. It's a special dating app for singles that is different, edgy, and promises to deliver just lunch and maybe dinner.
And maybe brunch.
I love brunch. Yay! You can hear that. I could change my name to Brunch. I would.
Love
it. www.lunchmaybedinner.com. You can sign up for free. It is in the Play Store, soon to come to the App Store. What a freaking show.
Fantastic. But you know what? Information is power.
Yes, it
so
is. I'm proud to be an entrepreneur.
Stay educated.
Stay educated.
About wine and how to have a good time at the festival. And you need to get the financial help so you have some money to buy some wine and go to the festival.
Oh, right. My gosh. I love it.
Yeah.
This is Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest, pretty deuces. Guys, I am out. Thank you for
joining us.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. We forgot.
Each and every Tuesday.
I was nominated. No, I'm just kidding. Connect the City was nominated for 3 Inspire Awards. Join us. You can get tickets online. February 23rd, it's going to be an evening of elegance and empowerment as we honor, as they honor their, which is us, 2019 award nominees and announce new Inspire Award recipients. We're excited. It's www.shaunjai.com/ Okay, I'm an extra. It's live. Inspire-Awards. We're going to be there this Saturday.
We're winning all three.
We win in all three categories.
All three.
We got our speech. We got our bling shirt.
Yes,
we got our shirt. We are ready.
And don't forget also, if you want to advertise on Connect the City.
Connect the City.
Send us an email at connectthecityradio.com. Did I say it wrong? Connect the City Radio. At gmail.com.
Wow.
I thought we had a website. I'm sorry. We need to get one.
We get one because we got so popular. We got sponsors like Chrysalis for Wealth.
Yeah, so hit us up if you want to do any advertising. Connect the City Radio at gmail.com.
Love it. Bye, guys. Pretty
Deuces.
Growing up, parents got me a guitar. Said you could do anything, kid, you could go far. You could be the president, fireman, race cars. The sky's the limit, kid, so shoot for the stars. So I strum that guitar every day. Found the passion for music, never went away. I joined a couple bands, played a few shows. Tried to impress the girl in the front row. But soon enough, everything starts to change. As you grow up, nobody treats you the same. They try to take your future and make it real safe. You could be a doctor, accountant, or something sane. But yo, whatever happened to the sky was the limit. I fell in love with music, never thought it was a gimmick. I worked so hard on every tune and every single lyric. My whole identity depended on being artistic. Now you wanna strip that away so you feel okay? Cause if I make it to the top, what does that really say? That you shouldn't have given up, that you made the mistake. But if I fail, you feel much better about picking your lane, right? Yeah, things are gonna get better real soon. Yeah, I'ma just do me, you just do you. I swear it's gonna get better real soon. Don't let anyone tell you what you should do. I got a clear view. We're gonna make it soon. Just keep pushing through. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. You're what you got to lose. Just keep pushing through. 'Cause what you got to lose. 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 Got to lose.